U.S. will collect more than $300 billion in tariff revenues this year, Treasury Secretary says. The United States is on track to potentially raise well over $300 billion in tariff income by the end of the year, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said during a July 8 White House cabinet meeting. We have taken in about $100 billion in tariff income thus far this year, Bessent said. That's with the major tariffs not having started till the second quarter. In April, the Trump administration announced a 10% tariff on all global imports, came into effect in May. At the time, the White House said it expected the tariff to impact $3 trillion in goods imported by the United States annually. In May, the government collected $22.17 billion in customs duties, up by almost 325% from $5.23 billion collected in May last year. In fiscal year 2025, till May, collections stand at $81.39 billion, higher by more than 65% from the $49.29 billion during the same period in 2024. The U.S. fiscal year 2025 began on October 1, 2024, and ends on September 30, 2025. Tariff calculation involves more than customs duties. Bessent cited a June 4 report from the Congressional Budget Office, which estimates tariff collections over a 10-year period between 2025 and 2035 to be at $2.8 trillion. We don't agree with CBO scoring, he said, adding that the agency's tariff collection estimate is probably low. According to a July 7 Daily Treasury statement, the government had so far collected $124 billion in customs duties this fiscal year. In addition to the 10% universal tariffs, the government had also instituted reciprocal tariffs on several nations in April, depending on the trade barriers they had with the United States. President Donald Trump initially signed a 90-day pause blocking reciprocal tariffs from being implemented, with the pause set to be lifted on July 9th. On Monday, he signed an executive order that extended the deadline to August 1st. The president also issued separate letters to several nations, including Japan, South Korea, and Thailand, notifying them about individual tariffs that would be imposed on their nations following the August 1st deadline. Trump suggested that reciprocal tariffs, which range from 25 to 40%, could be lowered if nations open up their markets and bring down their trade barriers. Once reciprocal tariffs come into effect, the government's customs collections are expected to increase further. The big money will start coming in on August 1st. I think it was made clear today by the letters that were sent out yesterday and today, Trump said during the July 8th cabinet meeting. Tariffs and trade deals. During an interview with CNN on July 6th, Bessent said countries failing to reach a deal with the United States by August 1st will receive another letter informing them that they will be subjected to reciprocal tariffs beginning August 2nd. The government is close to several deals, the Treasury Secretary said, adding they are now focusing on 18 critical trading partners that make up roughly 95% of America's trade deficit. As always, there's a lot of foot dragging on the other side, and so I would expect to see several big announcements over the next couple of days, he said. Meanwhile, Trump said in a July 8th Truth Social post that there will be no change to the tariff deadline of August 1st. In other words, all money will be due and payable starting August 1st, 2025. No extensions will be granted, he wrote. In his July 7th order extending the deadline, Trump had said it was necessary and appropriate to extend the suspension after taking into account recommendations from senior officials and the status of trade discussions with several nations. On June 30th, the Department of Homeland Security announced that Customs and Border Protection had collected $106.1 billion in customs revenue since the beginning of Trump's second term, attributing $81.5 billion to the administration's tariff policies. DHS and CBP are successfully implementing President Trump's historic America First trade agenda, said a senior DHS official. We are proud to help President Trump make America richer and reverse a broken trade system that resulted in millions of jobs shipped overseas and made us dependent on foreign adversaries for essential goods. This administration will always put the American first.